Friday, January the 28th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, America's surprising economic growth and Apple's record sales. First, the world in brief. America's GDP grew 5.7% in 2021, its fastest annual rate in almost four decades. Growth in the final 3 months of 2021 was unexpectedly high, 6.9% year-on-year, compared with 2.3% in the previous quarter. Despite the good showing, analysts expect growth to slow in 2022 as the country grapples with high inflation and yet more COVID-19 cases. Apple reported record sales over the Christmas quarter, despite it being hit by supply troubles. The world's most valuable listed firm said that revenue hit $123.9 billion in the 3 months to December 25th, up 11% year-over-year, with net income reaching $34.6 billion. Both figures bettered analysts' expectations. America's State Department warned that a lucrative pipeline between Russia and Western Europe would be blocked were Russia to invade Ukraine. Nord Stream 2 will double the natural gas carrying capacity from Russia to Germany when it is completed. America has long worried that it would give too much market power to Vladimir Putin, Russia's president. President Joe Biden promised to nominate a replacement for Stephen Breyer, the retiring Supreme Court Justice, by the end of February, and reiterated that his pick would be a black woman. Justice Breyer will step down in early summer. That should give the Senate enough time to confirm his successor before the start of the court's next term. A clinical trial of an experimental HIV vaccine developed by Moderna got underway. The drug uses the same mRNA technology as the firm's COVID-19 jab. The trial, run in partnership with the International AIDS Vaccine Initiative, is the first time that humans have received an mRNA vaccine for HIV, according to the IAVI. Air India, India's national carrier, was officially handed over to the Tata Group. The conglomerate bought the carrier for $2.4 billion in October. The government has tried to flog the debt-ridden airline for years. Recently, it has been incurring losses of $2.6 million a day. The handover to Tata is the government's biggest divestment from state-owned companies since Narendra Modi became Prime Minister in 2014. Woodside Petroleum, an Australian oil firm, will withdraw from Myanmar, following similar decisions by Total and Chevron last week. They have come under increasing pressure over their partnerships with Myanmar Oil and Gas Enterprise, a state-owned firm that is controlled by the junta who seized power in a coup last year. Around 50% of Myanmar's foreign currency comes from natural gas revenues. And fact of the day, 114. The number of days it takes a container ship to sail from China to America, which is longer than ever.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.